Sultan Düzgün. Sultan Düzgün is one of the four sons of Hacı Kureyş, who is also known as Haydar and the daughter of Abdal Musa. His brothers are Zeli, Celil and Ashkar. Following the untimely death of his mother at a young age, Sultan Düzgün, whose real name is İsmail, marries with a young woman. Two of Düzgün's brothers died while they were children, and old saying goes that they were buried under a mulberry tree, and whereabouts of their tombs are not known. While Hacı Kureyş was thinking about how to feed a large herd of cat in a very hard winter, his son Sultan Düzgün tells his father, "I can take the herd to the mountain and feed them there, but I could stay there for a long time. Do not follow me." He then takes his wife and son with him as he set out towards mountain. After a long time has passed, Hacı Kureyş starts wandering and sends one of his followers behind Sultan Düzgün upon the insistence of his wife, who says, "How on earth you gave the whole herd to that motherless son? We do not know what happened. There is no news from him." The follower goes and sees that Sultan Düzgün has covered the mouth of a cave with snow and enlining the grass and leaves behind snow. He has feeding goats with those regreened leaves. He tells to Hacı Kureyş in Zazaki dilek, "İsmail işke Düzgino." It's then surprised with what he has heard, Hacı Kureyş decides to go behind his son. As he approached to the herd, one of the goats become anxious. Then Düzgün turns to the goat and tells it, "What happened? Did you see my father?" Then he sees his father and cries to him, "Why you come here? Told you do not so do so," and starts escaping towards the peak of the mountain. He followed by the herd. Then his father says, "Why are you taking the herd with you?" Düzgün, upon his father's words, tells the herd, "Not Jamus and a group of gods stops follow him," as his father's attempts to come towards him. Düzgün then enters into a big rock and becomes invisible. Hacı Kureyş then takes his grandson and turns back to village. He tolls a gem ritual in a bit to call on his son. Then at the time Düzgün appears among the congregation, takes his wife and attempts to return to the rock. Elders then try to catch Düzgün, but despite all their efforts, they fall an elder from Baba Mansur. Lineage tells Hacı Kureyş follow his son through air. Düzgün and his wife again become mystery by going within that rock. Since their son grew up crying every time, he was given the name Gazi, which is from of word Gaze, that which means the one who is crying. When Gazi grow up and become teenage, he asks his grandfather, "Which of your lineage you will give under my order?" And his grandfather replies, "Your father entered into the rock while he is alive. Go to him. It should be him, not me, to give you such an authority." Gazi becomes sad and goes to the rock where his father and mother was in. Son Gazi also enters into the rock, but when his mother sees him, tells, "I won't let my son go to the other world." However, Düzgün refuses his wife's desire and gives a green robe to his son. Followingly, those who see Gazi in his robe calls him Dervish Gazobede Bekesk, that which describe him having green body. His lineage was then called Gazi's.